All right, good evening or good afternoon and welcome to the regular meeting of the Park and Recreation Subcommittee for the Town Discovery Bay. Can we have a roll call, please?
Roll call has been taken, and let the record reflect that all members are present.
All right, thank you.
All right, well, we've got a lot of public here today. So what we're going to do is we're going to have a three-minute public comments. Each of you are allowed to come up. We're recording this, and so if you have any public comments for anything that's not on the agenda, please bring it up right now. So I'll open up public comments. All right, no public comment. We'll now close public comment. Is there a motion to accept the minutes?
So moved.
Second. Mm-hmm. All looks good. We'll approve those minutes from last meeting. All right, so I'm going to turn this over to staff regarding item D1, update on our front entrance repair costs.
This concerns the front entrance. The DPG design team is donating a architectural landscape design to the town, and they are in the process of providing us that those plans. We don't know exactly when they're going to be ready. They're kind of working it in between their regular business stuff, but Brian, and correct me if I'm wrong, we're looking at probably about $40,000 for everything to improve that front entrance. So just kind of an update on where we're at, and then we're going to have some pros working on it, so that's good.
Great. And no charge.
No charge.
Well, that's community standard. Yeah.
Awesome. All right, well, good deal. Any more discussion on that? I think you're good?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Move on to item D2, a discussion regarding the green plate proposal. Staff, please.
Okay, so before you is a revision to the draft green plate proposal that we brought at last month's meeting. This time around, what we did do was, based on some discussions, we kind of phased it out. So the first phase is actually talking about potential funding sources, kind of a telephone conference call with the folks from Green Play, who are currently located in Colorado, kind of then working with the staff on a conference phone call, kind of hopefully coming up, and it gives us some homework and some things to do. Then, assuming all goes well with that part, there would be a phase two, where they would actually come out and facilitate kind of wrapping up the proposal and the report and provide some documentation and some direction to staff going forward with the recreation component. So we're not looking at a change in cost, just breaking it down into two components and basically the same cost. So any questions?
So just to recap, the green play would help us in putting together a recreation program, a funding plan, as well as
a funding plan in terms of
schedule
where we
business.
Go from here. The original plan that Green Play did was making a conversion between an old athletic club to the recreation center it is today. So probably 98% of that was accomplished. Now we're looking at kind of putting more of a permanent funding source in place so we can start eliminating some of those deficits that the community center is currently running. And then hopefully from there, we'll start working forward.
That would tie into these other activities and all work. Okay. All right, thank you.
What I'm reading on here, they say they've got over 100 potential funding sources, some that not be permissible in California or the Discovery Bay CSD jurisdiction, however others might be useful. Well, why don't they just list the ones that, why say you've got 100 of them, but some might not be able to be utilized in California?
I'm not sure I can answer that. That would be somebody from there. I know that stuff that they do is proprietary, if I use the correct word. So they have this potential source. They'll talk us over the phone in a conference call, these sources, and then we could help eliminate stuff right away. So the amount of time on the phone will be relatively short. The rest will be taking whatever we find on that list. Bill, if there are 20 on that list, then we go, yeah, you know, those are probably doable here. Then it'll be up to us to sit down between staff and with your direction, figuring out, okay, are there maybe six items that we really want to pursue based on the information that he's given us?
And they said they're working in the state of California now with some other cities or districts possibly, or had some experience.
I don't know if they're currently working on one, but they are nationwide, but then all over the country. They are actually quite a large firm.
Okay. The only other item I
some template.
Yeah. Template, so. Anyway, what's your pleasure? Do you want to forward this to the board for consideration?
I'd like to just have a little overview of what those funding sources may be. Maybe it's grant, it's a California grant, it's a state, a federal grant, it's a president's exercise grant. I don't know what they are, but I wish they would give us some resolution on that.
Well, that's what this first phase is about.
It's all about.
They want us to pay them $2,500 to tell us where the potential sources. I'm not ready to go to phase two until after we complete phase one, personally. So I would recommend you bring us to the full board and let's have a full board discussion on it and see what everyone else wants.
I think that's good. Yeah, let's move that forward.
Yeah. Okay.
Any public comments on Greenplay or having a contractor help us in our recreation planning? Close public comment, so we're good on that. Item D3, discussion regarding pickleball.
Turn this over to Mac.
All right, so actually two components we're going to discuss today. I'll kind of go through the grant, potential grant source that we have, and then it ties into what they're doing. So first of all, to kind of recap, the town does have an agreement with California Consulting. They're a grant writing firm, and so their job is to find grants that could be applicable to the projects that the town staff is currently working on. They did identify a potential grant opportunity through the California Department of Parks and Recreation. It's called the Land and Water Conservation Fund. This particular grant does have a deadline of February 5th, which is why I'm bringing it up now. It does kind of coincide with everything else that's going on, but we'll see how the discussion plays out today. Anyway, it's a reimbursement program only. So what's important to recognize is the town must have the funds available to finance the entire total cost of the project. So if we're talking today about converting that tennis court to more pickleball courts, what was that cost we ended up with last time? Was it like $70,000 roughly to do that? That the town needs to be able to finance and complete the entire $70,000 project, assuming that's what it is. The Land, Water, and Conservation Fund will reimburse no more than 50% of that project. So if it's 70, then figure 35 is what the cost would be to the town if we get the grant and they reimburse for 50%. And again, the deadline is February 5th. So that's kind of the first component. The other component is what I'm sure everybody here is for, is to talk about the conversion of the tennis court. And I guess I could go ahead and give a quick update, but then Bob may want to expand on it. But if you recall the last time, we kind of gave them some homework. They went out. They essentially surveyed 29 properties surrounding there. Inside your packet is kind of the result that Bob and his folks have sent to me based on which properties they surveyed, what some of the comments were, kind of some percentages. For the most part, it looked like I believe 75% or so were in favor or didn't have any opinion. Again, I'll let Bob kind of cover that because these are the folks that did the footwork out there in the field. But that's what we've got. We've got kind of two components. So one is if there's a consensus that we want to move forward with this, there is a project, but we have a February 5th deadline of doing that. And, of course, then there's that discussion, too, of if they want to contribute to it and all those other kinds of things, maybe putting kind of the buggy before the horse on some of those, but they're all kind of interlinked, and so I think things have to kind of fall together about the same time if we want to utilize this grant with a February 5th deadline. So maybe at that, I'll turn it over to Bob if you have questions about the actual survey that they did and the results that they've given us. Bob, you want to expand on
that? Well, it's pretty, I think we've covered it in the material that we passed on to you. I guess that we're open to questions if there's any, further information you're looking for. We reacted to the comments that we got the last time about the sound. So I think we went out, we did exactly what was recommended. street and measures the level we can hear at about that 300-foot thing. If you had any other public activity going on, you couldn't hear it at all. If it was dead quiet, you knew that there was some activity down there, but it wasn't anything that was overpowering. So we used that. We actually went, we used Google Maps, and so we went 320 or 360 feet from the center of the facility, which gave us about 300 feet. And then we, if that line actually just touched the property, we included it so that we were fully out the 300 feet.
Get some new players when you walked around and surveyed?
What's that?
Get some new players after you surveyed them?
Don't know. Don't know about
that.
We got several people that, you know, didn't have an opinion at all. They're not athletic or nothing, you know. And, we do have some people that play, actually, in that group, or have played or have relatives that have played and have come when the relatives are there. That kind of thing. So we don't have any. We don't have any active players right there in that group of folks, or in this 29 properties.
The only thing that I'm kind of trying to read in here, the concept was to go out and ask about noise.
Mm-hmm.
It appears you were asking about whether they would have any issues converting the tennis court to pickleball.
Mm-hmm.
Where was the noise?
Well, we have, you asked about noise. We went out and we asked the people if they had a problem with what was going on. Nobody responded that they did. So we, I guess we thought that was an appropriate way. We laid out the plan that we were going to do. We went right back to staff. They reviewed it. Said that they thought it was an appropriate process that we were using, and that's what we did.
I think that they commented on, you know, the issues, we documented them
right.
In our notes.
Right.
But
whatever their comments were, we tried to capture those.
We don't have any of that information.
Right.
We have
all of the notes that were taken. Some of the people, we felt it should not be public information, the specific information. We're glad to give it to staff so they can review it if they wish to. We've already had, we have one of the parties that was extremely upset about the idea of losing the tennis court. I've heard secondhand that she actually went down to another neighbor who happens to also be a tennis player and supports conversion, but was upset with this person because, and so we think it's inappropriate to make it public and have a big neighborhood fight over the thing. So about what they're doing, we have the we talked to all the people except I think it was five properties that we never were able to contact, but of course. If they're around at all, they know what the activity is, and
so in a roundabout way, the question of noise was addressed in their response. If they had a problem with noise, they would have said that, and it's in the survey results, which you don't have. You just have a summary.
Right. Well,
do you want the survey results? I'm sure
you
can give it to you.
Yeah,
but we can give that to you.
No, wait a minute. Okay. You guys, wait a minute. We're not going to share this publicly. Okay?
You have to share it with them, though.
I don't have to share it with them. We can share it with staff. Staff can go and talk to them. But I think we've got to be careful about making this a public thing with these folks that were willing to talk to us.
The problem is if staff has it, it becomes a public.
What about if we capture the results in a spreadsheet but don't? Comments, would that work?
I think some data would be good.
I think that would work.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it would be good.
Because we can do that, right?
We could do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know that anybody would ask for it, but I mean, it does become, if we touch it, it becomes a public disclosure.
Okay, I understand, yeah.
All right, I thought the radius of the park was, or the court was good. So I'm glad you guys went a little bit extra there as far as talking to houses. Looks like there's a few houses there we could try to follow up and get some sort of response from them for that distribution of your results. But staff, do you have any comment or recommendation?
You know, pickleball is the fastest growing sport in the United States. I think it can come now or it could come later, but I have a feeling it's coming. And we have an opportunity to offset some costs potentially with this grant. I'd hate to have us make the decision later on to convert the pickleball court and have not latched onto this funding opportunity. So, I mean, there's the pros. The cons to this are, you know, we do have to come up with the funding somehow, which means we would have to get creative. We don't have that kind of money in Zone 8 to put towards that. We may have a little. There may be some creative things we could do, like loan the money out of one account in there, provided it's paid back, or we gain the cooperation of the pickleball players and we look towards raising the you know, the necessary funds to pay off perhaps a loan from Water.
So if we get some more survey data, then we can look at it and decide that yeah, let's dedicate these courts towards pickleball plan permanently, or we just say we need more data.
Well, yeah, we need a decision, and probably it probably not, you know, this wouldn't be just a committee decision. It would be a committee recommendation that would need to go before the board with some kind of a creative, you know, plan on the financing of this. So we would hope that that would go before the November first board meeting.
But if the board could decide that they want to commit these courts to that use fully, you know, fully, then they could, maybe the city or the town members could help on that funding. But we need, like you said, there's a deadline in November.
Well, for the grant, and that's what we would work towards. If we didn't get the grant, or the grant went into the wind, or we didn't qualify or what have you, I think if the board gave us direction, we would try to work with the pickleball folks to find out ways that we could fund this project.
Yeah, so we have in our membership that's playing now, we've gotten pretty good indication that there's a strong interest in attempting to raise the money to do, you know, and if it turned out to be half, that would be wonderful.
Right.
You know, in our mind, some of us anyway, have committed to raising the funds that it takes to do it. But as we've said before, before we start getting organized to do that, we need to know that what we're raising it for. So.
Yeah, we're kind of in a position of where we need some direction from.
And then if we were to successfully pull this off and have a public-private partnership on getting these updated, maybe that'll help us if we go out for recreation funding in the future. Maybe in the future plan for how do we fund, maybe we help these guys support, at least be a model.
Well, let me just kind of clarify this. Just for discussion purposes, let's assume that the $70,000 number is a legitimate number, right? Seems to think it's a little high, but be that as it may.
We did too, by the way, so we haven't looked at this, you know, who bid on what.
Well, one of the issues that we have is that we hire a contractor to do any of the work. Our staff can't do the work. They have to pay prevailing wage.
The first work was done for prevailing wage. I haven't.
Well, I've just.
So, I mean, the point is that it was what was there was done for like $25,000.
I don't know. But where I'm going is because you mentioned in your report here, the pickleball community is prepared to raise the funds and do the necessary, and do what work necessary to make the conversion happen, which is great. Let's assume for a moment that it's 70. Let's assume for a moment that we apply for the grant. Let's assume for a moment that we get the matching funds. That means there's $35,000 that needs to be found. Is your group feel that you're capable of doing that?
Yep.
So you would.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, we're capable of. I mean, we got to gear up to do it and
right.
And get after it. But yes, I've had several of our players say, ask me, what is it going to cost?
All right.
And our estimates were more like in the 35, but anyway, whatever they are, there's been a strong opinion that we could, you know, we'd have to work at it, but we would do it.
Right, okay. With that public comment and the willingness of the pickleball community to be willing to raise those funds, I'm willing to bring this forward to the full board for discussion to apply for the grant. That doesn't, you know, we can't do anything until we find out yes or no on the grant. We don't have $35,000 to $70,000 in our hand.
No, but you could. I would request that you make the decision about the conversion so we can start. We were prepared in the beginning to pay for the whole thing, to keep going until we raise the money to do it. But we can't do that until you make a commitment to when the funds are available to do the conversion.
If we get the grant, we make the funds available. I mean, we make the decision that we're going ahead.
I think what he's saying is that the money aside will come from either us or the grant. All they need is the notion that the board says it's okay to do the convert the court. Then we can get started, whether it happens next month or 6 months from now, getting the money together, and maybe we'll tie in the grant and whatever the case may be. But they just need a yes or no to go.
Well, that's a full board decision.
Well, yes, no question, and we're not asking, you can't, right. You know, but you can make the recommendation.
We can have the discussion.
Okay, well, then what I'm hearing is that we'll bring this before the board.
Two components. We're going to bring the move forward with the grant, and then the second one was whether to make the conversion or not, correct?
Just so everyone's clear, we could say that yes, if the funding comes through, either way,
right.
The funding is taken care of with whatever, however, then we make it.
Then we'll switch it over.
That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, because obviously there'd be no conversion if you don't have the money.
Correct. I'm glad you said that, because that's where I don't want to have the disappointment on the other. Well, you said you're going to.
We started out saying that we plan to raise all the money, but we need you to say once the money is available that it's somebody doesn't say, well, we really don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Right.
Because we're going to sell the idea that conversion is going to take place when the funds are available.
The way I see it is that if the board agrees to authorize this, it's an authorization to change it to pickleball courts, then we look to the funding from them, and we will try to supplement it with a grant, and when the funding is available, that's when we'll convert it based on the authorization of the board if they give it.
Sound good?
Any further discussion on pickleball? Good questions, good answers. All right.
I have one question for in this budget that you got a bid on, did it include the repair of the crack? Is that why it's so high?
Yes.
Okay. That makes sense to me, by the way.
Okay, correct. Yeah,
so repair the crack, what do you have to be asphalt?
Yeah, okay. No, that really makes
sense.
Okay.
Thank you.
Also,
we'd like to allow staff to have your survey.
The spreadsheet.
We'll make up. Just so we can have a distribution of feedback.
Yeah, yes. We can do that.
Just show the board that we talked to a few people.
Perfect. Okay, I'll get that to Mac. We'll put it together and give it to Mac.
And then we'll get it on this first available board meeting. So, not tonight, but it will be a couple of weeks.
How about the next one, right?
Yeah.
Before Thanksgiving.
2 weeks? Is that 2 weeks? Or a week?
What's the first Wednesday?
The first 2 weeks is normally
the
first Wednesday.
First Wednesday in November.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what we'll shoot for.
Yeah.
All right.
11,
yeah, that would be a good opportunity for the public to speak on the board there. So.
First Wednesday in November?
Yeah.
That's the first.
So November.
Yeah. Sign up for our email updates and you'll get our meeting agendas.
Okay.
Moving on, item D4, discussion regarding.
Can I make one comment?
Go ahead. if you want to look at the difference on tennis courts 1 and 2, those are top line draw versus court 8 in the back was done on the lower budget, and you can see the difference of the quality of those two courts.
Oh yeah, no, I know.
Yeah,
I play on 1 and 2 all the time.
Yeah, so there's a big difference.
Oh, absolutely.
And then, so moving on to item D4, discussion regarding recreation program software.
Yes, this came about Director Pease. We'll give it just a minute here. To give the committee an update on the recreation program software that we have. We pay for that on a monthly basis, so I want to let you know what it does, how it works, and what our plans for it are in the eventual future. So, Mac, I'll turn it over to you.
Okay, so kind of made a quick correction there on the front, but Easy Facility is perhaps one of 100 all-in-one web-based software companies across the country that specializes in gym or recreation center kinds of software. So these technologies, obviously, as the internet became more prevalent over the last, 10 or 15 years, these companies sprang up. Basically, what they do is they're replacing the old big calendar with the pencil that you would write on in terms of who got what. Registration used to be the old NCR cards. I remember those in a little box and you go through and people would have to fill them out and so on and so forth. So when the club was converted several years ago, essentially staff had the opportunity, basically had direction, we're converting it, find a program that's going to work. Easy Facility was the program the old gym was using. So at that point in time, staff basically said, you know what, it's already in place, it's already working, we're just going to keep the same system, that way we didn't have to change it out. So on the handout that I gave you, the next couple of pages talks about the features that this particular program does. I bold the lettering for the particular components of this program that we use more often than not. So for instance, on Easy Facility, the facility scheduling and management. So again, it's an opportunity for us to, instead of having the big old calendar with a pencil on it, now it's all electronic, where you can put in there, you can flip between 1 year and the next year, or month to month, weeks to weeks, you know who's in what facility, you know what they're using it for, times, all those kinds of things. Some of the other components that are in there, the next couple we don't necessarily use heavily because we're no longer a gym or a community center, but customer relationship management. So we have emails, we have phone numbers, we have addresses of all the folks that are partaking in our programs. Sales, attendance numbers, rentals, special events, invoice and payment tracking. Again, it's computerizing all of those systems that we used to do by hand in the old days. Flipping to the next page, reporting system, management, operation, online registration. Online registration is huge. We can't do online registration without this program or a program of this particular type. And then the other major components are point of sale and all of our credit card processing. That's the guts of our operation there. It's a standalone for the community center. It's what we utilize to track our payments, whether it's online or you walk in or what have you. So this particular program, although it doesn't have as many bells and whistles as someplace like Antioch or Brentwood or whatever, who pays, I know Antioch pays in excess of $50,000 a year for their particular program.
What's this?
So this one, I think it's about $4,500 a year.
To $300 a month or something.
Yeah. So, and the plus side to it is we have unlimited tech support. So we can call constantly if we're having problems or issues or we're trying to pull data or we don't know what we did and why it's not working the way we're supposed to. But this particular program, believe it or not, Easy Facility is actually pretty easy. Wouldn't be my first choice, but having been here now for a couple of years, it serves its purpose for the town. It does what we need to do. And if we have a problem, there's no extra charge. Some of these companies, it's a business. And again, with at least 100 of them running around, you know, maybe you get it cheaper, but every time you call up and you have a question, the clock starts running, what happened?
Oh, they charge you for most of that, right?
Oftentimes they do. It just depends on the company and the contract you have. Again, I think the town made a wise choice in just picking an easy facility. It worked, it's easy, it runs just fine. Going forward, it's a standalone system. It's only here at our three workstations. Going forward, when I first got here, I talked to Dean about, hey, you know, this program's okay, but it's not really a recreation, it's more of a gym. So wouldn't surprise me if Diamond Hills uses Easy Facility because it is more geared towards that, although it do have a recreation component. Going forward, though, there's no connection electronic between here and our administrative offices. So when Dina and I had talked about it probably a year, year and a half ago, I'd already done some research on some potential other businesses that do this that might be a better fit for us than Easy Facility. But with the system that she has, it would make more sense for the town to wait when the finance system is updated to look at this program. If Easy Facility still works and we're all in agreement that, yeah, let's stick with it, it's the best deal for what we're doing, and it ties into what they're doing over there, perfect, leave it. But if she updates and we start to make that connection, maybe Easy Facility doesn't match with what Dina's doing.
But we probably only have like three accounts that are part of this, so I mean the data to her is only three lines of data.
Yeah, but when you're looking at, when you're dealing with money and we're taking registration, we're taking thousands of dollars, tens of thousands of dollars.
That's where the power is at, is the registration.
Is the registration, but you want to have that overlay so that whatever we're doing here, they can see it on that side and vice versa. They may not take
registration.
She
doesn't write a report weekly?
We have to hand do it and we have to send it over.
Oh, okay. Can't she just do it?
Easy Facility doesn't talk to
her program. So that
it's a good safe program.
Right, we're missing a checks and balance type.
Exactly.
I'm not saying anything here isn't being done properly, but
right, exactly.
It could have an issue somewhere down the road. We're not even sitting here. And
right.
We're
right.
Gone. Somebody else is in
right.
Here and there's a little embezzlement going on. You never know.
Right, right. And unfortunately, in my career, there's a city that is in the central Valley area right there that I won't mention any names. Yeah, embezzlement of like a couple $100,000 had gone on for like 10, 15 years.
I definitely
never caught. And that was a system that talked to each other. So you can imagine, again, it's a good thing to have.
Well,
so you can.
When is the finance department thinking about upgrading? You know, is that 2 years from now?
Yeah, I think 2 to 3 years out. We want to get all of the water meters stuff done and all of that.
And that's fine. I'm not pushing for it, but I would think, knowing what we know right now, which you just explained to us, that should be a simultaneous process to find two things that fit, or part of the finance department. Well, I don't think you're going to find a software that lets finance and recreation as one piece, but there's got to be somebody's recreation component software that would tie in with whatever.
Integrate.
Right, so I think that should be a dual. One of the issues would be to have rec and finance kind of partner.
Yeah.
And maybe that's a module where only this finance departments have.
So,
yeah.
That would be better. I'd say, yeah, let's get the finance department to finalize on something that
when they do, and I collect.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to wait until finance does their upgrade, and then rec starts looking.
Yeah.
I would know it all at one time.
Correct. Look for both at the same time, and then we don't have to merge all at the same time. Get them up and going, but we'll have that software decision made.
Exactly.
And bring it in.
Exactly.
And it's really to track the incoming fees, and then to do some registration function.
Mm-hmm.
So it shows a reservation mm-hmm. for an event or a
right. And there, just like when Dina upgrades, there are going to be certain things that she'll want the program to do. There'll be certain things that we'll want the program to do. We just have to make sure, okay, if you're thinking this, obviously this takes the priority, and I have to go, okay, well, hopefully the one that I'm picking is the one that has the module that connects. If it doesn't, I have to look for another one that has the module. Still does what I want, but makes that connection.
Right.
I think the town will be way better off when those are connected.
I agree.
Not that they're going to take registration, but they can pull up, they can check, hey, there should be a $10,000 deposit coming over, and boom, there it is. Checks and balances, we're not saying anybody. But you want to have that, because when you have the standalone stuff, it's kind of,
well, especially as
not
a,
something you want to do.
A public agency. If we're a private firm, we still wouldn't want to do it this way, but in a public atmosphere, we have to do that.
But anyway, hopefully that helps explain, because it does a lot
of
things.
Pretty good features, this
stuff. I was just curious, because I saw that, and I hadn't paid attention. There's too many things going on.
Yeah.
And I just want to kind of get a good cozy feeling about it.
Yeah, that's kind of, this is
$4,500 a year is, to me, is a lot of money, but
considering
$50,000 a year is a lot of money.
Yeah, some of those big agencies pay a lot of money.
And then, like, on credit card processing, we're only using one company for that, or we have our own credit card processing for this group, and then and separate for finance department. Another, because I can pay credit card water bill right now. And
they refer them to Easy Pay.
Is it
that
still
Express
one
bill,
company?
Express Pay?
Maybe it is.
I don't know.
I'm not
Easy Bill. It's Express Pay. Not Easy Bill. Express Pay.
I would just ask them to use the same one.
The question Chris was asking is, when Recreation takes a deposit on a charge card, it goes in the same debit card processing firm as when the town receives its charge from water?
I do not believe so.
So we got two different bank systems going?
That would be a finance question.
Yeah,
I'm sure. I can take a stab in the dark on what it is, but if I'm wrong, you're going to look at it.
Well, that's fine. I think that we should at least know that right now, because that
you can bring that.
Yeah, who's our credit card processing company for the town, and are they the same ones we use?
How does the money now get transferred into our bank, basically? And how does a water bill or whatever we're charging for at the town get into our bank?
Okay,
just curious.
I know, generally speaking, there are some agencies that have tried to charge from a recreation side, have tried to charge the customer the extra fee for the bank processing, and I think that's not legal.
The only thing.
So what happens is Parks and Recs end up.
You budget that.
You got to budget. And
right, you just increase the fee. I do it if you're going to get on it. Versus paying by check, fine, if they're getting cash, fine, if they charge whatever, but the fee is this, and in that fee, is an assumption that that fee is going to be charged with a debit card, credit card, whatever, and that 2% or whatever the fee is built into that.
Yeah, that's the part I think is where the legal part comes in, but that would be a deal.
Well, instead of, let's just say we figure out we're going to charge $25 for this class.
But if you pay by card, it's $26?
No.
Okay.
Yes, the fee will be $26 to everybody. That way it's covered and...
Right. Okay, I got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That way nobody's saying, well, gee, it's like going to the gas station. Buy cash, you get 5 cents off.
Right.
We can't do
that
either.
Yeah, no, we wouldn't. Yeah,
One fee for everybody, but that fee is calculated on using a credit card, which is going to charge us 2%, 3%, I don't know what our fee is. Somebody's just processing. Company someplace that we're using.
The circling back on the software, also GreenPlay, maybe they know what systems are compatible with town and city administration finance software packages. They may give you three alternatives that Dina can research someday.
Yeah,
who knows?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Any more?
Does that help?
Pardon?
That helps?
Yeah, that's fine. I understand it, and now I even know that we have to spend a little bit more to upgrade the system for a good reason. I don't like to spend money, but sometimes you have to.
Possibly.
Yeah, we can't be, we still be using an Abacus.
Yes, right.
Rock and chisel. All right, so number five, D5 draft. Of our annual recreation report.
The draft annual recreation report is a draft because we wanted you to see it before we took it to the board.
November 1st.
but you may have some suggestions for changes before. This is why it's a draft.
Okay, so I apologize for the black and white. Our photocopy machine is not feeling well, so I had to run out to UPS.
No problem.
You're talking about ours, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, our copy machine's down.
Yeah, and this, besides the fact that mine's not working either, would kill my machine. So, anyway, what I've given you is a draft of an annual report. I'm not sure. I think Rick and Farron and Dan probably did one the first year, maybe even the second. I remember seeing some.
A draft.
Yeah, and then I got here, and of course, it was just running around crazy the first year, but now we're returning back to more of a normal routine. And so what I'd like to do is annually present a recreation report, so you kind of get an overview. I kind of did a little bit before summer. I gave you the little slideshow, and here's the things we're doing. But I thought it might be nice to have an official, you know, Dina gives you the finance stuff, and you get the water stuff, and it'd be nice to kind of, here's what recreation has done for fiscal year 2017.
Yeah, I think we should have that on an annual basis, if it's not too much work to have simple. Once you already have a template now, so
right.
If we just keep it what's relevant now.
Right. That's what I told Mike. Part of the challenge was just creating whatever it is I wanted to look like. So normally what will happen is probably around August or September of each year I'll present this report. So you kind of get the overview besides just the numbers of how everything looks. Kind of an introduction from our fearless leader, Michael R. Davies. He didn't like what I wrote for him, so he wrote some more stuff.
Oh, boy, you guys are thinking a long
way. The department highlights are essentially stuff that's in our budget that you get. There's a little section where we have the goals, so essentially that's what I put there. And then I kind of gave you some program highlights, talked about the festival, the garden, the designations. Again, this will be kind of the boilerplate that I'll use. I may tweak it a little bit here and there. Of course, if you have any comments when we're done here, I'll be glad to kind of incorporate them. Special interest offerings, kind of talk about the different classes that we did offer. And then this is the one where Easy Facility helps us. And we actually learned a few things on Easy Facility in terms of how we're entering data, how data gets spit back out. But I thought it would be important to at least start showing a quick graph so you can kind of see, hey, here's where we were last year, here's where we were this year. And then hopefully next year I'll have a fiscal year 17, 18, and so on. So you can start to see the trends versus telling you we have one basket weaving class with 20 kids and we had a swim class with whatever. I'm going to show you kind of the combined numbers. So special interest classes, I kind of give you a, hey, here's the types of programs it covers. The recreation swim kind of shows you what we've got. And again, some of these too, we found out that how we were tracking data isn't going to help us do this report, so we need to kind of enter some stuff into the system a little differently.
Are the numbers that you're showing here, are those dollars or are those
That's the numbers of participants.
Participants.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yes. The money stuff you're going to see in the financial
right.
budget,
right.
so you're I didn't want to cover that.
That. Just put that on here.
Okay.
So
these are numbers.
Participant.
Oh, right.
Participant numbers.
Right. Very good. Yeah.
Okay. Got that one. I'll put that on the bottom. But anyway, it'll start helping the touchy-feely because you always see the finance piece, but I think what's important is you also see the numbers of people that it affects.
Yeah.
Would it be, in order to tie together with that, the board's looking at budgets, and that's why we're elected to watch the money.
Uh-huh.
So, be able to get this report at the same time the budget's being presented?
I can look at her timeline and see if that fits. I don't know if it does or not. I would think
it
does.
It would be the same thing for maintenance and landscaping to give an update, because that's how you justify your budget. You know, we need X amount of dollars. We want to do this. We want to do it. Here's the reasons why. We got more, you know, a little more meat and potatoes on the plate instead of just looking at numbers. We, you know, making the CIP process and all that. So, if each department has something along, this doesn't have to be not a 50-page report.
I'm keeping it real simple.
Yeah, no, this is fine. I'll just mention to Brian to think about it a little bit about making a presentation with your department. kind of high as well as what you're seeing in the future needs.
I'm wondering on that if we do like a, this is like a feel good.
Right.
But you create one of these with graphs that actually tie the financial numbers to the program. So it's a little different for the finance report rather than kind of this feel good.
Well, if it was like one page, kind
just
of
a
graph.
I think what would be nice is if you, how do these, my question would be, how do these participants relate to dollars?
Right.
In other words, we had 1,200 people come through and that generated X amount of dollars. Which
graph, okay.
Yeah, and then
the price per participant or something.
Yeah, you could average it out and figure it out. So, gee, in order for this thing to break, you know, what's it cost us to run this thing? Well, now we got to get, we need 50 more people in there to make this thing work.
That's why I say this is the feel good.
Yeah,
not so feel good.
Not so feel good. I feel good every day anyway, so I'm looking for some numbers. I got to feel good. But very good.
I like it.
I think it's a step in the right
direction.
It's
a great summary.
Yeah.
I like it. And I think it'll be nice, and then we'll find it and be a nice little report, and we'll do it annually, and we'll try to come
well,
with some finance stuff. But
yeah,
you can see
it becomes
glass.
It becomes a public document.
Yes.
So the public, if they looked at it, I'm sure they would want to know, well, how much money does that generate?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Of course, the other part that we put on there is here's what it costs to run this place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, feel like it's not way to cost recovery.
Correct.
This is great. This is our program. This is what we're doing, and I like it. We're doing really good stuff. All right. Let's see. Any more discussion on the giraffe? Looks good. Continue updating. And then do we have any correspondence? Looks like we have some correspondence from the pickleball courts and tennis ball courts from some residents.
Yeah. On the correspondence, I will include that correspondence on the board when we present it to the board so that they have an equal balance. Of
yeah, I was, a little disappointed in the fact that they, and I didn't want to get into a shouting. We had, out of the 29 that we surveyed, 5 of them we never could talk to them. Well, you got to go back. You gotta bang on a door a different time of the day to get, if you're gonna say we surveyed 29 homes, but 5 of them didn't, we never did get to. That's not 29, that means you only got to 24.
When you get on the horn with Bob, and he's preparing that
worksheet.
The summer sheet. You'd like to see him capture everybody
if they say
they can.
Well, you know, if they're only a weekend,
right?
You know, person, then you got to go on Saturday or Sunday. You got to keep going until you get somebody. Or, you know, somebody's picking up the mail.
Just
throwing the newspapers away every Friday. You know, something going on there. And I'll probably have to go down there myself just to listen on a Saturday at the outside edge of their radius and see if. It looks good on paper, but echoes happen. So that mine wasn't necessarily a radius. Mine was just
bring some charcoal.
You go wherever you go until you don't hear it.
Yeah, the verbal discussions I had with Bob, he seemed to indicate that when he got to those certain points, he couldn't hear. So,
yeah.
But again, they're doing the work. We have to assume what they give us.
Trust but verify.
Yeah.
That area is kind of isolated. Anyway.
It is, but the neighbor of its complaint can send us a nice letter and all the photos saying that if they start at 7 o'clock instead of 8, they're out there, you know, they're right there. They're in that backyard.
That's the one that's right on the
which
corner.
Needs to be if it should be something for the board to consider on you know, conditions of use for pickleball.
Correct.
We don't play at 6 AM or whatever.
Right.
You know.
And
I have to summarize and
overview. Yeah, we start at 7 o'clock in the morning. The agreement was 8 o'clock.
It may not necessarily be their group either. It could be other people using it.
Which we would have to pass an ordinance to make sure other people wouldn't use it.
At the moment, anybody who's playing pickleball belongs to that group. I wouldn't think that's mom and dad and the kids go down on their own, wait to come off for 2 hours, then go and don't even know these guys are around. But I'm assuming.
I don't know. We have several tennis groups, so it's Mike.
Any future discussion or agenda items we should think about today?
Let me circle back real quick on the front entrance of the 40 number that you got.
Mm-hmm.
So you got a ballpark on the stucco repair. That's part of the 40.
Yeah.
Okay, and then we're just guesstimating right now the landscape.
Yeah, we just need a budget number, but I don't want to throw out a low one. I want to throw out.
I think 40,000 for landscape for plants first, and then another 40 for stucco and lining.
No.
What do you guys do? I mean, it's good plants.
We're not making a piano out of this thing. We're going to make it look nice. We're going to solve the long-term maintenance.
You know, if we backfill a pool, we could do that.
Exactly.
We got some extra mulch somewhere.
Closing the pool would save a lot of money.
Yeah,
that's not on the agenda.
Good try, man.
Well, the other thing on the pickleball, they have committed to get the money, and that take. My tough question now is: well, we got neighbors that are going to be annoyed by this, but it's not. We're not paying for it. We've got a community that wants to do it. I don't know.
I think that the train is on the tracks, and I think just like anything else, if they're playing baseball out there or soccer, and they had 100 kids and. The noise would, I mean, the only thing we can reasonably do is control the times to make sure that they're not, you know, too early or going out too late.
Yeah.
And that would be a reasonable mitigation.
Right. The tough part is that people that have actually written to us, they are in the house prior to pickleball. So they can't say anything about basketball or baseball because those. It's like the airport.
Right.
You bought a house next to the airport. The airport's been here.
Right.
So pickleball is the new addition. So I got to weigh that, and that's a different noise. It's not like
yeah,
this.
I know. Yeah, I know. No, we're taking.
Yeah.
Real quick, right. So our next meeting, are we going to be meeting before the end of the year? Do we need to right now?
Let's see.
I think we would need to get back together for the discuss the front entrance. I'm sure that by...
If we don't, we can hold a special meeting.
Okay, so only once more probably for the entrance.
Okay.
Matt, do we need to meet for the rest?
Yeah, because at this point, everything is...
Same place, moving down the tracks a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
Right, I think I got
so,
it.
So, yeah, if we have... If whatever our next meeting would be, but if
I'd like
we've
to
got
to
get it. Back together, I'm very curious... To see what the professional landscape architects come up to just enhance the front entrance, so we'd have a discussion and we'd have time if the committee says they don't need to do all that or whatever, get it back to them and let them tweak it then before we bring it to the full board.
Right, because I think it does include a revision.
Correct.
I mean, it seems like those walls are going to be really expensive. Just my experience versus the plants, and I don't want to. I'd like to see 50-50 or something. I don't want to lose lack of plants.
I think we're going to see 50-50. I think we're going to see like 80-20.
So,
we'll see. I'm not going to second guess anything at the moment. Just let them come back and then.
The problem with the walls, especially the east side, is just deteriorating while we're sitting here.
Yeah, we just got to tear it open. But the good thing is that those are blocks. And what they did, you got to take those metal corners off. I don't even know why they put them on there. I know why they put them on there, get a nice green list, because when you're stuck with it, you can't come to the corner. It didn't move.
That helps for strength, too, because corners tend to get dinged more than.
Correct, but up where that is, nobody's up there. So, but anyway, we'll come to a solution to it at some point. We just need to get to the next level.
Yep, so we'll get an update on the plan on that.
I'll glue the existing lights back together.
If you would.
Yeah, we'll have them working in Halloween, probably.
Because
it's going to be time change in that area, too, so the lights...
Some birds of paradise, bougainvillea, palm, roses, those are flowers I like. Irises, ground covers I like.
I don't like any
Creepy Charlie.
Okay.
All right. Let the professionals tell us.
Any further discussion on future agenda items? No? Okay. All right. At this time, we'll adjourn our meeting. Thank you.
4:23 p.m.
Okay. Excellent meeting, Chris.
Good job, guys.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Good job. Thanks. Thanks. Those are,